Good evening, everyone. We are going to read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. So it's on page 1188 of the Church Bibles. If you don't have a Bible, just raise your hand and somebody's going to bring one to you. So we're actually going to be looking at verse 16 to 18. But I'm going to read the entire section from verse 12. So, 1 Thessalonians 5 from verse 12. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong. But always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. Brothers, pray for us. Greet all the brothers with a holy kiss. I charge you before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. This is the Word of God. Please be seated. And let's pray as we start. Father, we thank you for your Word of life. Thank you that each part of your Word teach, rebuke, correct, train us in righteousness. May that what we hear this evening equip us to serve our Lord Jesus. And in His name we are praying. Amen. See, sometimes people have really high expectations from you. And you wonder if you can meet those expectations. See, I remember when I started my first work experience, people expected me to show up on time every day, to present myself well, and to be professional all the time. And I was thinking, I can't do this. Like, of course, yes, I will do it right for the first few days, but I'm sure at some point I will be late, or maybe someone will annoy me and the real me is going to come out. But you see, people had expectations that I felt like I felt they were challenging to meet. In the passage today, there are three things that God expects from Christians. And we see this from verse 16. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. So those are the things that God expects. Those are God's expectations. So that there are constant joy, non-stop prayer, unconditional thanksgiving. So God expects those things from Christians, but those are hard expectations to meet. Yes, we can have joy most times. We can have good period of prayers. But what if something bad happens to us? Because when some stuff happens to you, it changes your entire life. Things like abuse, rejection, the death of a loved one, sickness, divorce, and I can go on. Experiencing those things affect how we feel, and even things like rejoicing, praying, and even thanking God become difficult. So how can God expect those things from us? Maybe he wants us to be people who think positively. You know, people who look at the bright side. Because if we are really being real, those things are impossible, right? Let's think a bit about the context of the passage. So this is Paul writing to the church in Thessalonica. And this was a place where there was a strong opposition to the gospel. In chapter 1, Paul says that the Christians over there, they were people who turned from idols to become servants of the true living God. And because they became Christians in this part of the world, they were strongly persecuted. And this persecution brought some doubts about their faith, a temptation to give up. But Paul wrote to them to encourage them to do even more, to keep their minds on the coming of Jesus. And as they are waiting for Jesus, Paul explained to them how to live in a way that would please the true living God. And those three commands are those things that God expects from them, but also for anyone else who is waiting for Jesus today. So let's read those verses again. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So you see, it's God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So those things, those expectations that God has from us, they are in Christ. What difference does in Christ makes? You see, in Christ means inside of Christ. And inside, just to be simple, inside is the opposite of outside. So like now, we are inside. Is that right? Are we inside? Yes? Yeah? So like now, we are inside and we are not outside. So it might be dark outside, but here we have light. It might be cold outside, but here it's not as cold. You see, the things you expect from someone who's inside, they are different than from someone who is outside. And it's the same thing with being in Christ. Those expectations are inside of Christ. In Christ, there is life, there is fullness, there is a hope, a certain future. There is everything we need to meet God's expectation. So how can we meet God's expectations? You see, it's not about having a positive mindset, looking at the bright side, but it's more about being real. It's more about being real, about being in Christ. Or the way I would say it is Brabic, just to make it shorter. Being real about being in Christ. So by Brabic, or by being real about being in Christ, we can meet those expectations of constant joy, non-stop prayer, and unconditional thanksgiving. So let's look at the first one, constant joy. And that's what verse 16 says. Be joyful always. So have joy all the time. Have a joy that never leaves you. But what is joy? We use that word, but what does it mean? You see, joy is that feeling of extreme happiness. Or to define it in other terms, is being really, really, really happy. You see, not like the type of happiness, you know, I'm happy with my job. But more like the song, you know, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hand. So that's the type of feeling we're talking about here. But Paul says that God expects the Thessalonians to have this really, really happy feeling all the time. And how can they be really, really happy all the time when they are hated by their own people. See, maybe some of them were disowned by their own family. Maybe some of them were thrown in the street, or some were attacked over becoming Christian. See, I'm sure there will be some time where they will be sad or angry, or they just feel like punching someone in the face. But so how can they have constant joy? How can they meet God's expectations? By being real about being in Christ. You see, because the joy that God expects from them is found within Christ. See, if you were, turn back with me to chapter 1, verse 6. And look at how Paul talks about joy. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcome the message with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. So you see, the joy that God expects them to have is from the Holy Spirit. See, it's a joy that suffering cannot affect. And this is not about thinking positively, but this is being real in Christ. And also look at chapter 4, verse 9. You see, you can see the way how Paul talks about the joy he has in the presence of God because of the Thessalonians. And this joy is in the presence of God. This joy is found in Christ. I think not long ago, I went to a Bible study where people were speaking Urdu and I think some other Persian and other languages. But just hearing the Bible read, Jesus being praised and prayed to in different languages, it made me feel really, really happy. You see, and I think this is the constant joy that Paul is talking about. A joy because of God. A joy that is inside of Christ. But sadly, that's not always the way I feel. How often do I have this joy? Sometimes things like waking up in the morning to read the Bible feels really difficult. You know, I'm so quick to want to move on and think about my day. And that's the problem. And when I do this, I fail to realize that there is real joy in Christ. I fail to see the privilege of hearing the word of the true living God. And you see, there is nothing about having a positive mindset or this type of thing. It's all about brabic, being real about being in Christ. We can truly have constant joy. And the next thing we can also have is nonstop prayer. And that's what we see in verse 17. Pray continually. So pray without stopping. Non-stop prayer. What do you think he means by this? Do you think he means that we should pray without taking pauses? So in no more silence in the prayer meeting. Or maybe it means that we should not have a minute without prayer. So you are in the middle of a conversation and you pray between each sentence. Is this what Paul really mean? I don't think so. You see, think of the people that Paul is writing to. You see, there are people who became servants of the true living God. Now God is their master. And servants depend on their master. They need their master to tell them the direction. They need to make sure they are in tune with their master. As servants of the true living God, the Thessalonians need to communicate. They need to be in tune with their master. And non-stop prayer is a continuous expression of dependence on the true living God. See, it's just like a child texting his parents all the time when he arrives at school safely. See, what does this text shows? See, it shows dependence. It's reinforcing the relationship, the trust between the provider and the person being provided for. So nonstop prayer, it's not about how long you pray. It's not about how many times you pray, but it's more about not neglecting the communication with the true living God. Are you anxious? Cast your anxiety on Him. Are you happy? Share your happiness with Him. Are you unsure about some decision that you have to take? Ask Him for wisdom. You see, prayer is not an empty ritual. It's a real conversation with the true living God. And we are not going to see this unless we are being real about being in Christ. You see, it makes the big difference between praying because you have been told to pray and praying because you see the real need for prayer. So how can we meet God's expectations? Brabic, being real about being in Christ. See, it's the way to have constant joy, non-stop prayer, and the last thing, unconditional thanksgiving. And that's verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances. And that means give thanks no matter what. Unconditional thanksgiving. But what is the difference between thanksgiving and prayer? Are they not the same thing? Well, I would say that giving thanks is part of prayer. And we have seen that praying is expressing dependence on God. And giving thanks is that moment when you're expressing your gratefulness. So you look at what God has done, you acknowledge His deeds, and you say thank you. But what does it look like to thank God unconditionally? See, does it mean when something bad happens to you, you have to say thank you? Is that what it means? God, thank you that I've lost my job. Thank you that I won't be able to feed my family anymore. Is this what it means? Is this what God wants? You see, as the Thessalonians' lives are being threatened and compromised, should they say thank you to God for it? I don't think that's what it means. Because this will be faking happiness, and God doesn't do fake. So what does God expect from them? You see, Christians are people who are confident that their sins have been forgiven, and in the future, they will live a life without pain and suffering. But the other thing that Christians are confident of is that as long as they live on earth, they will know suffering. And when suffering comes, what is the temptation? To be so deep in your suffering that you forget the life, the fullness, the hope that is in Christ. So what is unconditional thanksgiving? You see, it's not about forgetting your problems and looking at the bright side. But it comes from being real about being in Christ. It's realizing that what God gave us is eternal and is much bigger than any pain, sufferings, failures, disappointments that we will ever know in this world. It's not about saying, God, thank you for my problems, but it's more about saying, Father, I'm sad, I'm in distress, but I trust that you are in control. I thank you that you are faithful, and even though I am worthless, undeserving, you have promised me a life without any pain and suffering. Thank you for your goodness. You see, you acknowledge the real situation. You look at God's goodness and you're thanking Him for it. There is no need to be fake to thank God in every situation. You see, when we are being real about being in Christ, we see more reasons to thanking than reasons to complain about our lives. Maybe you're here tonight and you haven't put your faith in Jesus yet, which means that you are outside of Christ. Let me tell you that you cannot meet God's expectations. You see, this constant joy, non-stop prayer, and unconditional thanksgiving, they are a part of a relationship with the true living God. And outside of Jesus, there is no real relationship with God. God calls you to be someone who turns from whatever you are worshiping, from whatever you are following, and become a servant of the true living God. This is God's will. But you see, it's impossible for you to do God's will unless you put your trust in Jesus. See, that's the reason why Jesus died on a cross. When he did this, he took our inability to please God, our inability to turn from idols. He took this on him. And it's only when we trust him, only when we trust him, that he gives us his ability to please God, to become servant of the true living God. And it's only in him that we can have a constant joy, non-stop prayer, unconditional thanksgiving. It's only in him that we can meet God's expectations as we are being real about being in Christ. Let's pray. Father, we recognize that you are the true living God. There is nothing fake about you. We thank you that you are pleased with us when you see us in Jesus. Father, please forgive us when we try to find joy outside of Jesus, when we treat prayer like another duty, when we fake our thankfulness to you. Father, please teach us to be real about being in Jesus. Father, some of us in this room have lost their joy. We read your word, we come to church, and we feel nothing. Father, would you soften our hearts so we will rejoice in the hope we have in Christ. Father, please help those going through trials, will they find the strength to express their dependence on you? Will they not neglect thanking you? And would also those who haven't accepted Jesus yet see the hope in him and put their faith in him? Father, we know that you are faithful. Please help us to do the things that you expect from us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.